The unveiling of the new environmental agenda comes as the British Prime Minister seeks to put divisions over leaving the European Union behind her and broaden the appeal of the party. Part of Theresa May's environmental agenda includes moves to extend a 5p charge for a single-use plastic bag to all retailers, the implementation of packaging-free aisles in supermarkets, and the creation of a national forest. Ms May says her desire is to create a comprehensive 25-year environment plan.
We're setting out how we will protect and renew our natural inheritance for the next generation, how we will make our air and water cleaner and our natural habitats more diverse and healthy, how we will create a better world for ourselves and our children. It's a national plan of action with international ambitions. But what it really speaks to is something much more personal for each of us as human beings. That is the impulse to care for and nurture our own surroundings, to protect what is vulnerable and precious, to safeguard and improve on our inheritance so we can pass on something of value and significance to those who come after us.
Plastic bags have been around for about 30 years, and environmental conservation group Clean Up Australia estimates worldwide about 1 trillion bags are used and discarded every year, with Australians using an estimated 5 billion plastic bags a year. Almost 4 billion bags end up in landfill, and just over 20,000 tonnes of plastic are disposed of in landfill sites throughout Australia every year. Managing Director of Clean Up Australia, Terri-Ann Johnson, says there's been some action by the major supermarkets on plastic bags, but it's been a long time coming.
The action has certainly been slow. I mean, it's great to see the supermarkets now saying that nationally they will have banned the single-use plastic bag by the 1st of July. And we've also, of course, seen Queensland come on board and say right across their whole retail stream they will also do the same thing. So that's really good. But it has been slow. We've been working on this now for 28 years.
Ms Johnson says on Clean Up Australia Day, volunteers report 40% of the rubbish collected is plastic, with just under 20% of that beverage containers. She also welcomed progress on national container refund schemes, which she says hopes will have an impact, and says the next battle for the organisation is takeaway food containers. But she says there is little political and corporate will to take the long-term approach needed on the issue.
Look, we'd love to see somebody take a huge bite out of it and say, as of this date, you are not allowed to use plastic packaging for any food items, for any takeaway items, and force innovation. Because all of these companies out there, manufacturers, are saying that they've got the ability to innovate and they can come up with these things. Well, let's just take a stand. Unfortunately, our political cycle is too short, so nobody's prepared to take that long stand. And some of these big multinationals, the big supermarkets and people like that, they can actually influence this because they can take the stand and they can say, all right, as of this date, to all of their suppliers, you can't supply us anything wrapped in plastic.
Australian company Replus recycles about 60 tonnes of soft plastics a week, using it to make products including decking, furniture, garden panels and exercise equipment. One of its major markets is supplying furniture to local government, and the company is looking to expand its output. Kelvin Ag is the territory manager of Replus in Victoria. He says banning plastic is not the solution.
It's kind of a band-aid solution. It's a great concept. Let's ban plastic bags, like ban this and ban that. Unfortunately, ban one substance or material and then another one's created and used. So as far as consumption, I think it makes more sense to actually work out a way that we can turn all this waste into a resource. We get away from a linear economy, which has been in the past. We consume it, it ends up in landfill. Otherwise, if we talk circular, we're in a far better position to then be able to create long-term effective products that are going to be able to put out there into the community that we can all use.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.